I feel a bit lighter. Like I let something out that I've always just kept inside, but I've never shared or spoken to about with anyone, including, you know, my mom.
It's been years that I've been asking her in many different ways to acknowledge that huge mistake. And not only did she not acknowledge, but she openly said that she would never apologize for such a thing.
It just started with the most like present thing, which is like not being able to be openly gay. Out of that just like came the rest, and I guess the rest is all just kind of the same thing, which is just like emotional unavailability.
I think even if this actually did happen, like for real, maybe I wouldn't want to hear it. Like, I know I want to, like it would be so nice, but I think it would be really hard for my dad to have to go to that place also.
Welcome to The Apology. We're featuring the voices of 7 Muslim women as they reflect on their relationships with their parents. We've all heard of vicarious trauma. Can hearing these stories help vicariously process our own wounds? The Apology. 7 episodes, 7 letters, 7 stories. Join us.